Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing off the 8th parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning parak Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and we're going to be starting the 9th parak of Maseches Shviyos with parak Tez, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Merchat Shehuska Betevno Bekash Shel Shviyos, that if a person uses the either straw or stubble to fuel the water of a bathhouse, you want to heat up the water of a bathhouse, you got in those days, you couldn't just, you know, turn on the hot water, you had to heat it up, you had to use fire to fuel that water heating up. So it says the Mishnah that if you were to use straw or stubble to fuel and heat up the water in the bathhouse, mutter lirchotz ba, you're still, even though it's usher to do that, it's still permitted to use that bathhouse to wash in. Now, why is tevin okash, why is straw or stubble usher when it comes to Shemitah? Like we said earlier, because they are animal food, even though people don't eat them, animal food is still included in the halacha of Shemitah. Now, why is it permitted to wash in this bathhouse when you use something that has Kedusha Shviyos, that has holiness of the Shemitah year, and you're using it inappropriately? So presumably it's because it has nothing to do with getting direct benefit from the straw. You're not using it in a direct way. It's very indirect, and therefore you're allowed to benefit. You're allowed to use the hot water even though you used it in an inappropriate way. However, says the Mishnah, Ve'im mischashevu, but if this person is an Adam Chashuv, he's as the Bartanura points out, he's someone that people look up to and learn from, then Hareza Luyirchat, says the Mishnah, then you can't, such a person should not use this bathhouse to wash himself, because people are going to learn from him, people are going to think, hey, look, if this person is using this bathhouse that he fueled the hot water with this tevin or kash of Shemitah, then certainly you're allowed to use those things to heat up the water, to fuel the water in the bathhouse to begin with. And therefore, says the Bar Tanur and says the Mishnah, this person needs to be extra stringent upon himself not to use a bathhouse that was fueled by the straw or the stubble of Shemitah. Now we're beginning with Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Ha-Pegam v'ha-Yarbuzin ha-Shutim v'ha-Chalgolos kusbar shebaharim v'ha-Karpas shebenaharos v'ha-Garger shel-Ofar. All of these things are very, very cheap types of produce. Again, you could look in the article for the exact translations. None of us are farmers here, but they're all very cheap types of produce. Says the Mishnah, Peturin min ha-Maisers. All of these things, if it's a non-Shemitah year, they're putter, they're exempt. They're not obligated in separating Maiser, number one, and number two, the nilkachim mikol adnim b'shviz, and you can buy these items from anyone during the Shemitah year. Normally, you're not allowed to buy food from an Am Haaretz, from an unlearned, uneducated person during the Shemitah year, because we're concerned that maybe he guarded his field, and you have to be mafkir, you have to make all of your fields ownerless, and you're not allowed to buy produce during Shemitah from someone who possibly or probably left his field guarded and wouldn't allow people to come and take food during Shemitah. Why? Why do we allow a person to buy any of these items, these cheap items, from a person, from even an Am Haaretz during Shemitah? She'ein kayot behem nishmar, because these produce, these items, these crops are not something that a person would ever want to guard, would ever want to protect. They're so cheap, they're so inexpensive, that there's no way that he would pay a guard to stand by and guard these items. And therefore, because we're not concerned that the Am Haaretz paid a guard and guarded the field during Shemitah, therefore we say that it's fine that you're allowed to buy them from him, because there's no way that he possibly guarded his field during Shemitah. However, the Bar Tanura does point out that while you're allowed to buy these items from an Am Haaretz, from an unlearned person, you're only allowed to give him the money of 3 meals worth of food at a time. Because the truth is that even if this is Shemitah, if these are Shemitah produce, if these are Shemitah crops, then he's not allowed to just use the money for whatever he wants. He's an Am Haaretz. We can't necessarily trust that he's going to treat the money with Kedusha Shviyos, treat the money with holiness. And therefore the Bar Tanura says you have to only give him enough money at a time that could feed him for 3 meals at a time, because therefore you know that he's going to have to use the money for food. Now we're going to be continuing with the halachos of svichim. When it comes to svichim, those are it refers to crops that grow on their own. Certainly, crops that grow on their own are perfectly permitted, generally speaking. However, Chazal, the rabbis, gave us a little bit of a stringency and said that svichim are prohibited. They're usur. They're prohibited midirabbanan, because we're concerned that people are going to say, oh, this grew on their own. Whatever the crop is, they're just going to say that it grew on their own, when really you cultivated and nurtured the ground to produce the crop during Shemitah, which is prohibited. So now we're going to have a three-way machlokas regarding this din, this halacha of sfichah, and this halacha regarding crops that grow on their own. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, sfichah chardal mutarin, mustard plants that are sfichim that grow on their own, those are totally mutter. Shalom nechshu aleim over aver, because they're so cheap and inexpensive, like we just learned, that to no one would ever grow them by them, you know, intentionally during Shemitah, because why would you do such a thing? And therefore, when it comes to the mustard, there we assume that people wouldn't do that, and therefore the sfichim of the mustard is permitted. But all other svichim, all other fruits that grow on their own are not. Rabbi Shimon says, kol ha-svichim mutarim, all svichim are completely mutter, says Rabbi Shimon, chutz misvichei krov, except for cabbage plants. She'in kayotz behem biyarko sada, because cabbage plants are very unique in the sense, and the bartender says that we don't paskin like this, but cabbage plants are unique in the sense that they look the same, whether they grow on their own, whether they're nurtured. If they grow the same, we're never going to be able to differentiate or know, did he nurture it, did he cultivate it during Shemitah, or did they grow on their own, are they svichim? And therefore, karov, when it comes to cabbage, those svichim are prohibited, but all other svichim are permitted. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a very, very limited halacha, very limited din of svichim. Final opinion in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say, kol hasfichin asurin, all sfichim, even mustard, even the cheapest ones, all produce that grow on their own are prohibited during Shemitah, because again we're concerned that someone's going to say, oh, it just grew by on its own, when really he cultivated and nurtured the ground during Shemitah. Quick review, Perek Ches, Mishnah, I'll discuss the case where a person used straw or stubble by accident, b'di'eved, he used straw or stubble to fuel and heat up the water in the bathhouse, and we said that regular people are allowed to then use that bathhouse to wash themselves. However, the Bartanura pointed out, based on our Mishnah, that if he's an Adam Chashuv, if he's a special person, if he's an important person that people are looking up to and learning from, then he would not be allowed to use such a bathhouse, because again, we're concerned that people are going to look at him and think, oh, look, if he's doing it, then certainly we could even, lechatchila, ideally, take our straw animal food that has Kedushas, Shvi'is, holiness of the Shemitah year, and use it to heat up water in the bathhouse. And then Perek Tes, Mishnah Alek, you have a whole slew of various crops and produce that are very cheap items, and we said that these cheap items are potter, they're exempt from separating Meiser, because they're so cheap, and also you're allowed to purchase them from an Amah Aretz during Shemitah, even though normally you can't do so, because She'in Kayotze Behem Nishmar, because no person would ever guard and protect his properties from that has any of these items, because they're so cheap, so we're not concerned that he would have guarded his property during Shemitah. And then the Mishnah concluded with a three-way machlokas regarding this din of svichim, this din, this halacha of produce that grow on their own. And the Mishnah number one was Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the svichei chardal are mutter, that all svichim are prohibited except for mustard svichim, because those are so cheap. And as the Bartanura says, we actually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So generally speaking, you're not allowed to have fruits and or produce that grow on their own during Shemitah, except for the svichei chardal, the mustard plants. Rabbi Shimon said that all svichim are completely mutter except for cabbage, and the reason for that is because they look the same whether they were nurtured or not. And the last opinion was the Chacham, who said that all svichim, all produce that grow on their own are prohibited during Shemitah. Have a great day.